Cubans are greeting President Bush's re-election with resignation. In June, the Bush administration tightened the 44-year-old U.S. economic embargo against Cuba. Under the new rules, Cuban Americans are only allowed to visit their relatives on the island once every 3 years, and there are new restrictions on sending money. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Havana.
At Havana's International Airport, a group of Cubans greet their Florida relatives coming in on one of three direct flights from Miami. While they hug and kiss, small clusters of others look expectantly for their loved ones. The arrivals lounge is partially empty. Before President Bush tightened the embargo here, hundreds of Cubans used to wait for family, arriving on up to a dozen daily flights from the U.S. Travel between Miami and Havana is now a trickle, down from what used to be a flood. Dr. Armando Gonzalez, who is waiting at the airport, says that the new restrictions are wrong. But he says Cubans in the U.S. are still finding ways to come here.
Los cubanos, como cualquier persona, se la tienen que agenciar por un tercer país, buscar la forma de ver a su familia.
They come through a third country to see their families, he says. That's how it should be. These new laws are against nature. Cubans celebrate creative solutions to their problems. In a country where there are constant impediments and rules to be dealt with, the phrase hay que inventar, meaning one must be inventive, is a popular one. The U.S. has been trying to crack down on Americans traveling to Cuba through third countries like Mexico and Panama. Cubans will now privately whisper rumors of some American family members coming here on sanctioned U.S. religious missions to the island. In Cuba, where daily hardship is the source of wry humor, there are oft-repeated jokes about Cuban Americans sneaking into Havana dressed as priests. Outside the airport, another doctor talks about his family in the U.S. The man, who did not want his name to be used, moonlights as an illegal taxi driver to make money, chauffeuring visitors around and keeping out of the way of the omnipresent police. His father and brother live in Miami. Before June 30th, Cuban Americans were allowed to visit the island once a year. Now it's every 3 years. He says the new rules are not only a personal hardship, but a professional one too. It used to be filled with Cuban Americans here, he says. They spent money. There was a lot of tourism from them. Apart from the travel restrictions, financial restrictions have been put in place too. Cuban Americans can now only send $300 every 3 months to their immediate family. Before, they could send that money to any relative or friend. When they travel to Cuba, they are now only allowed to spend $50 a day, down from $167. The Bush administration says that the aim is to curtail American money funding the Castro regime. One clear result of the new laws has been the Cuban government's decision to ban the dollar from being used as legal tender here. Some regular Cubans say they're feeling the pinch too. A harsh socialist reality and almost 45 years of U.S. sanctions mean that most Cubans struggle to feed themselves. The average salary is $5 to $12 a month. Many Cubans rely on the bounty of those abroad. When asked how Cubans will be making do, the taxi driver slash doctor sighs. One has to be inventive, he says. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Havana.